Hey all you ghouls and ghosts. Care back again with a subject that's important to my fellow comic creators out there. As some of you may know, I'm the author of a comic called Blood Lily. I have a few others, but that's my original main one. It's the one I keep updated. And I've been asked a couple of times, why did I choose Tapas over Webtoons? I recently started putting my comic up on both just for exposure, and it really wasn't as hard as I thought. I had in my head that it was going to be this long process, but it was actually pretty quick. I don't know if it would look good going the opposite way from Webtoons to Tapas. I guess I kinda already started talking about the reasons without realizing it. So point one, I guess, is that Tapas uploading size is bigger. It's 940 width by 4000 tall, which is in pixels. Whereas Webtoon is 800 width by 1280 tall. Not that you can't just cut those long pages exactly where you need to cut them, which I have done. I was just thinking it would be hard if you had to go to a smaller size from a bigger size. Because you know that, it gets that fuzzy effect around the edges. Of course, if you work in vectors, it's negligible. But your girl has not figured out that craft as of yet in a way that looks decent. So if you have any tips, hit me up because I would love to learn that shit. The size probably doesn't even register differently on mobile devices, but as mainly a desktop user, I can definitely tell it looks slightly fuzzy and it loses some virality. Reason two is arguably the biggest reason for me, and that is, as a creator, Webtoons doesn't give me any notifications. I don't get to see when someone subscribes or likes or comments. To see that, I have to go to the comic page and scroll all the way to the bottom. And I do this, of course. I love interacting with people, and I love when they enjoy my stories, but it becomes a chore. And I know there's something to be said about measuring your worth in likes and junk, but how can I know what to keep spending my energy on? Or maybe one of your comments will inspire me to put something else in the comic. The interaction on comics is a big part of the artist-to-reader rapport, and I feel Webtoons takes that away from me, unless I want to do all of this extra work. And in the same vein, I don't get that reassurance that what I'm creating is being received well on Webtoon. A lot of artists I know, they like to say, "I don't care what people think of it, I'm doing it for me." And I'm like, yeah, I feel you, brother. But I also enjoy feeling like my hard work is actually worth something to other people. That could be trauma. I'll try not to think too hard about that. But I think most artists like, and if we can get real for a second, need attention. Not just on an emotional level. I just mean, especially if they want to do this as a job one day, they need to get out there. On Tapas, they have an easy-to-find dashboard, and it's super useful. When you open it up, there's a bar graph right there that shows you different stats on your comic, and if you have multiple, there's a little drop-down that shows you your other comics. But it's a bar graph, it's a visual. There's tabs, you can go to views, subs, ad revenue, and all of this is easy to see, and it's easy to compare it to the last months, as it's like bi-monthly, so you can see how it's doing in these different categories by month. I actually opened up my dashboard today, And I could see that my bar graph was kind of going in a very steady, like, upward angle. There was, like, one little piece that, like, jumped up, but it made me happy. Like, I was so chuffed with myself. I was like, look at this year. Look what I've done. Look what I can do. Like, especially with the mental illnesses that I'm dealing with, it helps me to see that I'm not wasting my time. Like, even if I don't get super a lot of likes or that many comments, I can see how many people are looking at it and engaging with it. So it helps me, it motivates me to keep going, to give me something that's like, people are reading it, people think it's interesting. And I don't get that on top or on webtoons, and that is probably the defining reason, if nothing else in this video, that is the reason I chose Tapas. I can see everything, and it helps me personally. The next thing that really got me for Tapas was I can schedule episodes even if I have other episodes scheduled. On webtoons, you have to do them in order. You have to. There's no, like, you have to put them in order. You can't decide last minute that you want to do something for a holiday or anything and upload it in between two episodes. No, that's not a thing. You have to cancel the ones you already have scheduled, which is a process I can't even do. I can't unschedule them even if I wanted to. I don't know if it's my computer or the website's not responding to me. Like, whatever it is, I can't do it. So it's frustrating. And I just like being able to add a date that isn't the exact match of the other dates and have them just bloop, just put it right in the spot that it goes in. It's not that hard. It's like, as somebody who writes code in technology, like, it's not hard to make a scheduling piece of an app work correctly. I just feel like it's a quality of life thing that webtoons doesn't have. And like I said, I have some mental issues with, like, scheduling and staying on time and things like that. So sometimes I will be last minute uploading things that I want to put in front of other things. It's I can't live that way. I personally like spontaneity, and I need it in my life. That's all I can say about it. Tapas has what I need, ooh baby, and I need it. I love the versatility of Tapas and the forums. I haven't been to Webtoons forums, if they have any, but the community on Tapas is really supportive of each other, and it feels really good when I go there and interact with my fellow creators. It feels like when you're a part of something before it's so huge that the uncontrollable inevitability of the jerk holes set in. You know what I mean. You've all been there. The last reason is a bit silly, but it's a personal one. I started on Tapas when it was still Tapastic because I thought Webtoon was for established quote-unquote real comic creators, people with teams and know exactly where their comics are going. They had their lives figured out. They could make these beautiful, long, colored, perfectly shaded, high quality pages every week. But after being into comics for a year, I can tell you most people on there are just winging it. And I don't mean like Lore Olympus, like the ones that are like huge and actually have those big teams and big budgets and they're getting a show and, you know, they have people who can work on this like an actual production. Not those people, just most of the people making webtoons are just one-man bands. We write, we sketch, we draw, we line, we color, if that's a thing. I don't color, I use grayscale, which is still like the coloring process, and screen tones for my shading. But there are people out here just super trying really hard, and we're all just out here trying to make things we're proud of and that people will love, hopefully. At least that's where I'm at. So yeah, those are the reasons I could think of that I chose Tapas. I had first learned about it because one of my friends was using it for their comic. And it was a great thing to fall into. So if you're thinking about making a comic, even if you think your art's not good enough or nobody cares about your story, I promise you there is a place on this internet that you can find people who enjoy your story. We don't all have to be Picassos and Bob Rosses to get a following. We just have to have heart, you know? We have to believe in our stories, and I think we all have something that's worth sharing. So yeah, stay safe out there, guys. And may the hunters never find you.